Kingston upon Thames. Is this actually Kingston upon Thames, Neil?
It's Kingston upon Rainy Thames, yeah.
And we're in a bar, or just outside a pub called the Boaters Inn. Tonight is beer and a burger night, a social event arranged by Microscooters. And Neil Paxton, you are in charge of kind of repairs. You know a lot about e-micros and microscooters in general. Where do you come from originally? What is your engineering background?
All right, it's marine engineering, heavy construction engineering and motor racing. So reasonable pedigree. But the e-micro, I was sent out to Switzerland to learn about the e-micro before its full launch in the UK. And I actually built one from scratch over there. So I knew exactly how it all went together and what the bits were for. And they very kindly presented me with it when we'd finished. So I have my own, built by my fair hand, e-micro at home.
You built your own electric micro-scooter. That's pretty good going. My first micro-scooter was a carbon fibre one. I think I had one years before that, but when I can't remember the origins. When did micro-scooters come around?
Micro-scooters themselves have been around for quite a while, but in the UK, Ben and Anna and Philippa started it about 10, 11 years ago now. So in the UK, it's 10 or 11 years old, and there probably were some around before then that were being bought from other sources before Micro UK took over.
Yeah, I had to go to a skate shop originally, so I think I had one of the earlier ones, but the carbon fibre was just kind of blew my mind. And yet, when you look at the technology that's around now, I'm constantly being surprised. The scooter I use more than anything else is the Flex. Yeah. There's something about having that. It reminds me of being on a skateboard, but having something to hold on to and falling off a lot less. In fact, not touch wood, not yet. Yeah. But I've seen your scooter. Tell me what you have chosen to ride here tonight.
I've chosen a suspension scooter simply because having ridden a fair bit around London and the bumpy pavements, it's not a pleasant experience if you don't have some sort of flex in the scooter, and particularly in the handlebars as well. So the suspension scooter with front and rear suspension gives a nice, comfortable ride.
And I don't know why I haven't seen that before. It's a very, very snug little suspension unit on the back, and the other one is built into the handlebars. Is that right?
It's built into the lower part of the head tube. Yes, it's quite a large spring that's held under partial compression, and then of course, as weight is put onto it, it compresses it further. And the rear one is a what I suppose you could call a coilover shock absorber. It's a hydraulic piston with a coilover spring that's located on the back pivot point, and it can be adjusted at the back to make it harder or softer.
So you do repairs when needed on people that put their micro scooters kind of above and beyond the call of duty. What do people do themselves to kind of maintain and keep their scooters on the road?
Sadly, very little, which is why I often get them back. With the e-micro, we say to people, don't. It's a gold star service we offer with the e-micro. It's an expensive product. It's a premium product, and the customers get a premium personal service from me. We're working on taking that a stage further, so every e-micro customer will be contacted by me personally when they've got the scooter to make sure they understand how to ride it and get the best out of it. At the moment, any e-micro questions or queries are put through to me, and I speak to the customers direct. If there's a problem, I get the scooter back and it's repaired and sent back to them. So we ask people not to tamper with the e-micro at all. There are no user serviceable parts. The others, it's simply the simple matter of people not tightening up nuts and bolts. And we get, on the blacks, the whites, we get sheared folding block bolts. And 99 times out of 100, because the folding block bolts have worked their way loose, and they snap because they're put under a huge load. So one might snap in the act of hitting a curb or something. That snaps and it overloads the other one on that side, which then snaps, and possibly the other two snap as well. And if people would just check the scooter over, you wouldn't dream of buying a car and never taking it to a garage, and that would be silly. But people don't check scooters. It's very, I don't quite know how we get them to do that.
That's interesting. I'm already thinking now that I probably need to tighten up the clamp on the not the handlebars,
the folding block.
The folding block, yeah.
Four bolts that are in the bottom of the chassis that hold the folding block into place.
Yeah, because if that is the number one thing through all exact, I mean, my body weight, I can't imagine what kind of pressure that's going through.
It's the shock loading from the pavements. I think one of the problems maybe is that when people go to adult scooters for the first time, they're probably used to their children riding scooters, and they never give it a second thought. But adults ride scooters in a different way. They're often used for commuting. Paths are anything but smooth, and having ridden through London a few times on various scooters, the shock loading on all the components is considerable, and I mean they are extremely well made, but they do have to be maintained.
I wonder if it's because there doesn't seem to be that many parts involved when you're just glancing at this L-shaped vehicle that folds up amazingly small and enables you to chuck under the pub table, throw into the overhead baggage rack on a train, and you take it for granted, you really do.
Complacent, yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe we need to be talking about love. Love your scooter.
Love your scooter, yes.
Offering awards for people that have had their scooter for 5 years, 10 years, and kept it in good operation.
I do see them. Yeah, they come into the workshop, and it's hard to believe. And look at the serial number; that they're 2 years old. You think that's incredible, but I get others in that are 4 or 5 months old and look like they've been, well, trashed. Basically, they're in a
on the ramp state. Stunt riders.
Well, with adult scooters, you wonder how on earth they've managed to get them in such a mess. It's just.
I really put the e-micro through its paces. I really feel like I don't want to think about kind of being careful, because with a bicycle, you kind of used to not be, because of the pneumatic tyres, and there's just, you know, it feels like you can throw it around, and yet people tend to get their bicycle serviced every year. With the micro, the hardest I think I've taken it as well is Leeds. And riding across some very cobblestone streets. Yeah. It's not actually as much fun as that might sound.
No,
you do tend to pick out smoother pavements.
Oh, yes, yes. I've done that myself in London. You turn down a street and then you think, oh, dear me, this is going to be uncomfortable. But
there's a moment, and then you're through the other side and you're like, yes.
It's when the pins and needles develop in your fingers. You think, this is a bit bumpy.
What's the furthest you've actually ridden on a scooter in one go?
In one go, about 3.5 miles.
Oh, so kind of more than the average commuter.
Yeah, across London from Liverpool Street to the other end of Southwark Street. So that was a fair old ride. That was at the last beer and burger evening. It's about 3 miles. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I took the underground when I didn't have to come somewhere as far as we are right now in Kingston. That was pretty chunky.
Yes.
Chunky. I looked at it. I thought 11 miles from where I was. I thought I'll take the tube a bit. And yeah. I was like, wow, the tube. I remember this.
Yeah.
I'm getting to see so much of the overland of London, and being a village boy, it is kind of nice. And I definitely have the scooter to thank for that, because, quite often, being a Brompton rider, I just found myself leaving it at home, because it isn't that easy to store on a train. It isn't that easy to take in and out of the buildings. I've walked around galleries with the scooter in my hand and nobody bats an eyelid. You can't do that with a bicycle.
No, you can't. We also, have you seen the pedal flow that we do?
I saw a scooter which had pedals on it.
Yeah, there'll be one here tonight. I'm happy to demonstrate it and let
please.
People have a go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a bicycle, but with no saddle.
So a stand-up bicycle?
No, it's got small wheels.
A bicycle for people with piles?
Could be, yes. It's a bicycle if you want a good aerobic workout. It doesn't have brakes on the handlebars, but you push backwards on the pedals and it activates a brake in the back wheel. It's an amazing thing, and it folds up, but I wouldn't want to carry it anywhere, because A, it's heavy, and B, it's unwieldy, because it's, you know, it's quite a large thing. Nowhere near as big as a normal bike, but it's quite large.
I'll be definitely interested to check that out. There's reports that the scooter... Oh, great music here. The scooter itself is very good for toning buttocks, so I cannot imagine what a bicycle without a saddle would
be.
Yeah,
it's good...
What's it called again? What's the name?
It's a pedal flow.
A pedal flow.
Yeah, if you want to see someone riding them really well, if you go into YouTube and just in the search put micro... pedal flow. And there'll be, you find a video of two guys riding one on a downhill track through a forest.
Oh, don't. That sounds amazing.
Locking the back wheel and sliding them sideways.
Is it kind of old Sturmey Archer pedal back brake kind of things?
Sort of, yeah. But it's single gear. Got a huge main wheel gear.
Exciting. Oh,
Courier's here with our stock.
Excellent. There are scooters arriving. If you are in the vicinity of... Actually, don't turn up. We're oversubscribed. There is a lot of people coming and only so much beer, of which I will have some dibs on that. Thanks a lot, Neil. So this is tonight, all sorted out. The Boaters Inn in Kingston-upon-Thames. Electric scooters, manual scooters, and something called the Pedal Flow. Kind of excited to check that out. And of course the blues. Oh yeah.